He was under a lot of pressure, traveling and trying to handle all the responsibilities of maintaining a church and family. During this time, a young man assisted him as his traveling companion to handle all the little details while he ministered and met with pastors. This young man was eager to do anything and everything to get his approval. Being a brilliant man, my husband twisted scripture to influence his assistant. He manipulated the story of Jonathan and David's relationship by telling the young man that Jonathan did anything and everything that David wanted him to do. In the gay community, this list of requests is often misinterpreted to include a homosexual relationship. I found out about this affair after the fact. I had to deal with serious feelings of betrayal. I confronted him, and he confessed it and said that it was a one-time thing. In my willingness to maintain my family and ministry, I chose to believe him. As a Christian, I knew I needed to forgive him because I had made a vow to love, honor, and cherish. So I did. We went to counseling, and he said he was fine again. Now, knowing he was not fine, we continued on. We worked hard with church members trying to build a strong base and to reach out to the community. But with every step we took forward, we seemed to fall two steps back. Things were not going well, but there were no obvious answers to the question why. To help with the finances, I went to work for a large automotive dealership in the Dallas area. I had never had a secular job in my life, and I had no idea if I could survive in that world, let alone make a living. A friend who worked with me assured me I could both survive and succeed. I wasn't so sure. I had spent years talking on the phone for the ministry and quickly found out I could use those same talents for a secular company. After the first few months, I got an award for outstanding achievement, 110% Club. What a surprise! I was worthwhile. I could contribute. I could bring money into the house to help out. But the more I would go and go and try and try, I would just get more black and blue because I was trying to knock those doors down in my own strength. I knew where I needed to go, but I couldn't get through in the natural. I didn't understand what was going on. I had co-pastored a church in Dallas for 18 years. It had flourished. And then, slowly, we went into a slump. But instead of recovering, it just continued to spiral downward. Eventually, we were forced to close the church. For 18 years, that church was our life and source of income, and suddenly, it was gone. Old feelings of failure poured over me. I must have done something wrong. What could I do to fix things? Why, God, why? Rejection, pain, low self-esteem, depression all came pouring back over me. We faced financial devastation because we had a house and a car to pay for with no source of adequate income. We started going into debt. We used our credit card to make house payments in order to survive. He was trying, I was trying. We just couldn't bring in enough money to meet our financial needs. I had to borrow money for house payments, food, clothing, and other necessities. We were going backward. I was